MX Network production.
It's the Renthal Reaction Show for breaking moto news, hot topics, and moto by the minute.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Renthal Reaction. Jet Lawrence, big injury for Jet Lawrence, and unfortunate for him and Honda. And we'll get into that here on the Renthal Reaction podcast, Renthal.com. They now have a direct-to-consumer website. Over $99 is free shipping. Whatever is in stock at Renthal.com, it'll be there for you at your house in no time, whether it's handlebars, sprockets, grips, lock-on grips, of course, the mountain bike parts as well, Renthal.com. They make great chains, Renthal does. I think it's an underrated part of what they do. Renthal.com for more information. And, again, direct-to-consumer website is now open. Or go to your favorite dealer and check it out. Of course, Jet Lawrence using Renthal products on his motorcycle when he gets back. With me to talk about the injury to the Jet from Fly Racing, it's Jason Thomas. What's up, JT?
Well, this is these are not the most fun to do.
No.
Yeah, when you're talking about one of the biggest stars in the sport, and it seems like far too often as of late, this has been a Jet Lawrence topic. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, well, he made a comment at the media days, and maybe he did it to you too, about I've never done a 450 season, and I'd really like to do a 450 season. Like, he literally made that comment.
Yeah.
And when he said that, I was like, yeah, wait, he's right. Yeah, never completed a 450 year yet. So, and, dude, this ain't just a broken hand. You know, this is the talus bone in the foot. Not good. Minimum 3 months is what the press release says. I would be surprised to see him before outdoors.
Me too. Yeah. I think that's what immediately everybody thinks about, and I can't find a lot of reason for him to rush back halfway through Supercross, other than if he's considering like the total series points for seeding.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of prep to do to get ready to race Supercross and then switch over to motocross, or he could be really patient and come into the first round of outdoors almost over-prepared, where it seems like he's been rushing back every time. Like, that's everybody's been like, oh, my gosh, how's he this good this fast?
Yeah.
This would kind of be the opposite, where he would really be able to be patient with it. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they approach that, because they don't always approach things the way that you or I would. Like, they have very unique viewpoints on things. I'm curious to see how that goes.
Well, his recovery from an ACL was great. I mean, it was on the line of Stu and other guys that we've seen. He came back and he was instantly number one qualifier, like nothing had changed for him. So his ability, his youth, helps him. Ability to come back from things is pretty amazing. It's unfortunate. Like, we're so close to Christmas, so close to Anaheim 1, that Honda's number one rider, the number one rider in the sport, goes down. Last year, now it could be a total coincidence on this, but I really felt like, and kind of some things I heard behind the scenes, that when Jet went out with the ACL last year in Supercross, there was one man who sort of stepped up his game, and that's Cooper Webb. And he told a few people, I think, and you've mentioned this, that Cooper's like, I can beat everybody, but I don't have Jet's speed and talent. I can beat everybody else. And he's done it, right? Don't think he's intimidated by everybody else. So when Jet goes out like this, like, I think of someone like Cooper Webb, who is like, and again, this is just me speculating, like, he's never told me this, but in my mind, I think that Coop thinks, man, Jet's pretty special, and he's pretty talented. I don't know what I got for him. But then, as we saw with the ACL, he stepped it up. And, again, he always gets better as the season goes east. So it's a little bit of a coincidence there. But anyways, this field's wide open now, JT. And a guy like Cooper Webb, I think, amongst others, is, like, now rubbing his hands together.
Yeah, so a few things there. Yes, I do believe that in Cooper Webb's heart, and he's said as much, that he believes he can figure out a way to beat the other guys, right? Whether it's through consistency, whether it's through mental kind of racecraft, warfare is probably the wrong word, but I'll use it anyway. But he could kind of just solve the equation to these other guys somehow, some way. Not all the time, but I think he believes he can.
Mm-hmm.
Jet, I think, is the one where he's just like, I'm not fast enough. He doesn't really succumb to pressure. I don't know what to do with that. I believe that's what he kind of looks at Jet is like, I don't know how to really figure that out. But to your point, yeah, when he goes out, I do think it changes things. Like, I think he understands the math is simply different mm-hmm. when Jet's not in there. And that's, you know, it's probably the ultimate compliment to Jet coming from Cooper. But I think most people understand that. And, you know, I think about a guy like Chase Sexton. He probably would shoulder shrug and say, yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't believe that, though. Like, yeah. I don't believe that. I think deep down, Chase knows that his odds of winning go up. Like, whether he would ever admit that is probably a completely different topic than what he knows deep down.
Yeah, but and don't you – okay, I agree with you totally. His odds go up, of course. But I think Chase believes, and we've seen it, that he can match Jet on speed. Although it's,
yeah, but the results don't say that. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, the results say every time they go head-to-head, Chase loses.
Well, overall in series, yes, but on motos. Yeah. In motos.
No, of course. Chase is amazing. Right. I'm just saying – when you lose,
like, let me ask you this:
head in a series,
yeah, has Cooper Webb straight up beaten Jet,
no.
Moto or Supercross? No, right?
No.
Not that I can think of. Maybe there's one,
no,
but okay. But Chase has, so that's where I think the Chase section is. Like, yeah,
I do think there's a, and the only difference I'm trying to make is I think in the acknowledgement of it, there is a difference. Like, I think Cooper would be like transparent enough to say, that it changes. Where Chase would be like, nah. No, it doesn't change anything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. In the end, it's who cares? I just think it's interesting, the, like, mental, like, the psychology part of it is pretty interesting to me. And I'm going to throw this out there, and it's almost too soon to say this, and I don't mean it. Like, if you wanted to twist my words and make this sound horrible, then so be it, and that's a horrible thing to do. But in some way, this makes the championship better. Like, is that
– Well, no,
is that,
of course,
like,
it does.
Outlandish
yeah,
to say?
No.
Like, I think it does.
No, of course
I think
it does.
Makes it
absolutely.
Way more everybody on equal footing than it was.
Yeah.
And the only reason I hesitate to say that is because I feel like if, like, Dazzy or Jet's mom Emma or somebody heard that, they'd be like, that's terrible. Like, and I don't mean it that way. It's almost like I'm complimenting Jet to
of course,
say that. Right?
Yes.
Like, I think Jet is the odds-on favorite easily going in, and now – it's wide open. So I think a lot of people are looking at this like, well, that's terrible for racing in the championship. I think the opposite. I think it really makes the scope of who can win this thing wide open now. So what's done is done, right? Jeff's going to heal up. He's going to be fine. We're going to see him be at his best again. I'm not super concerned on that. This is all really unfortunate, but
well,
long-term, he'll be fine.
That talus bone has caused riders issues in the past. I think Shorty
did it.
Like, somebody
–
there's been a few guys that have been like, dude, it doesn't feel good. Like, I don't remember off the top of my head, but that's not a great bone to break.
No, and I don't mean it's not going to be problematic.
Yeah.
I just mean you look at Jet's freakish ability. He's really young. He's only, 22? The modern medicine that they have now at their disposal, like, resources are not – you know, there's no limit to the resources they have to throw at this thing. I don't think it's going to be something that's a hindrance, especially given the time frame, because he's 6 months out from racing. I just can't imagine that that's going to matter too much. I think the immediate reaction to the name of this podcast is everybody's like, that's terrible. But once you get past, like, injuries happen in the sport, he's going to be fine. And he still has a great life and all these great things going on in his life. For the championship, on a competitive level, there's a lot of, like, silver lining there is probably the best way to put it. Bad situation, but what is the silver lining?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you who's the favorite now.
Well,
I have no idea who the favorite is anymore.
I would say Sexton by a little bit, but if you wanted to fight me on that, I would absolutely agree. Like, there's, you know, that's just my own opinion. There's no way.
I can't push back on Sexton, but I don't have any conviction behind it.
Yeah, yeah. No. If someone said, hey, man, Webb's the favorite, I'd be like, okay. Like, that also works.
Yeah.
And also, to that point, we lost Jet last year, obviously early on, and we had a fantastic title chase with Webb and Sexton, right? So, so that was great for the sport and the series as a whole. I will say this, too. We mentioned this, Jet's inability to stay healthy now. Like, I was one of those guys that was like, hey, man, calm down on the 72. Stop it. Like, you know, I just – and, you know, Jet and Dazzy's pushback was like, well, shouldn't you aim high? Shouldn't you and okay, I get all that. But with these two seasons now, assuming he doesn't come back from the race this year, he got one win last year. Like, You got to.
Yeah, I think it's done.
Yeah, like you got to really be like, wait, like, cause I. So the point I guess I was getting to was I was like, hey man, calm down. And then in that first year, I'm like, wait. Maybe yeah, it's not that right. dumb of a thing to talk about 72 here. The kid is that damn good. But now with now you're missing pretty much two seasons, assuming he doesn't come back this year. And now I'm thinking, okay, man, like obviously he's still awesome and he's going to be awesome. But yes, maybe 72 is a stretch.
Yeah, it's one of those things where on a purely like a binary math guy, if you're just some sort of accounting nerd, and you're like, well, I can make a pathway to get there. Like mm-hmm. I can tell you exactly how. And then you think, well, are you aware of how prominent injuries are and things change? Motorcycles, sometimes there's like the motorcycle's not so great, or maybe they have an off year, their motivation's down. Like all those things, that happens once and the math doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. And now Jet has missed the majority of two seasons, whether he races any in 26 or not, we'll see.
Yep.
It just, the math starts to go against you.
You need the CNN political guy on the election night. Okay, so the path
right. But would you agree that it doesn't seem like Jet's going to race till he's like 33?
Yeah,
you know, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think things we hear, rumors, stuff like that. Yeah, I agree.
Like if you could promise me he's racing to Tomac's age, then I will retract my statement and say it's still possible, unlikely mm-hmm. but possible.
Yeah.
But I don't see that happening. I think you see Jet 27 being like, yeah, man, I'm so wealthy and I'm going to go do something else.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'm wrong and I hope I'm wrong for the sake of our sport, but that's where I would put my money.
Renthal.com reaction, Jet Lawrence getting hurt. Renthal.com, Lock On Grips are crushing it right now, by the way. And they got some exciting things coming from mountain bike parts. And get direct to consumer site now, Renthal.com, if you need your products. So he didn't get hurt in 250s. Jet did not, really.
Collarbone.
Yeah, collarbone early in his second year or whatever. And now we're seeing, we got a thumb, we got an ACL, we got this talus bone, ankle. Like, I don't quite, and by all accounts, JT, from sort of people I talked to, this wasn't a big one. It was a pretty small obstacle. Just, mm-hmm. you know, whatever went wrong. So it wasn't like he was, you know, airing some quad out. Is there anything to that in your eyes, like, about the kid's riding style? And I don't think there is, but I'm asking you. The kid's riding style, the 450, is there any, like, tick of why he keeps getting hurt?
No, I don't think so, because I think they have been kind of freak accidents. Like mm-hmm. the ACL was not like a mistake on his part.
Right.
You know, like it was a first turn chaos casualty and he put his foot down in the wrong manner, which everybody that's raced has put their foot down a million times. You know, mm-hmm. so that wasn't some sort of cataclysmic mistake where you're like, man, you take chances like that, it's going to bite you. Like we've all seen that. I think it's just unfortunate. You know, like it's just one of those things where racing has a mind of its own, and it's, in the words of Duke Finch, it's a dangerous sport, and these things can happen. The odds of Duke Finch making it into this podcast were mm-hmm. unbelievably low, but we got it done.
We got it done, yeah. The Duke. Miss him.
I would say the only thing I look at from this is, you know, edges of, like, being the best guy in the world are – small, and the windows are very finite. Cumulative injuries like this, where you miss 3 months and then you miss another 8 weeks and then you miss another three, like I wonder if that's going to have an effect of like where his edge is over everybody, if that starts to take a cumulative toll, right? Like can he come back every single time and just be like, nope, I'm still the best guy by a lot, you know? Or is someone going to take advantage of all of this missed time? And I don't know if that's Deegs. I don't know if it's Sexton. I don't have a guy to point to really say it's going to do it. But what I do know is injuries, a bunch in a row, typically show up somewhere. You know, they don't just get swept under the rug for most situations. And he's done a fantastic job of doing that mm-hmm. so far. He's been able to just erase whatever time off that he's had. I don't know that you can do that forever. Like you can't just miss half a season year after year after year and still just have this big edge over everyone. I don't know. That's what I would be mm-hmm. most concerned about, is he, can he remain head and shoulders the best guy in the world missing this much time?
Yeah, stacking blocks, right? Stacking blocks.
Yeah.
And you miss.
That's why Dungy was so hard to beat.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't point to anything that Dungy did and say, well, he's just way better in the whoops than everybody.
Yeah.
He's always the fastest qualifier. He hole shots every single. It was a body of work, and that body of work was built upon, you know, 7 years or 8 years of no injuries. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to fight back against. And it's going the opposite way for Jet right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're right. And it gets tougher and tougher as you get older and all of that. Hey, also, but we went through our reaction. And I saw this in the press release. Brandon Wilson, the boss of Honda Racing there, he mentioned Joe Shimoda, and we didn't do a Renthal reaction for Joe, but they have four riders, and two of them are out with serious injuries. Like, brutal for, you know, a team that was rolling, and, you know, we love to give Lars all the credit, but literally just championship and championship and win, and Joe stepped it up. But, dude, also brutal, Joe Shimoda injury. Like, yeah, poor guys. Ride red, but they're hurt.
Yeah, it's tough, and it's not – as if you can say that Chance Hymus has been infallible to injury,
by any stretch
of the imagination.
Yeah.
So, it's almost they've had. I know you love this analogy where in a football season you can be really fortunate and the ball bounces your way and you go 9-7 versus 6-10, but the margins were so extremely tight.
Yeah.
Well, and then the next year
the Bears are riding there right now. The Bears are riding there right now.
Right. Exactly. You do everything the same. And the next year, you're just like, man, it just didn't come together. We did everything the same way. It just luck wasn't on our side. And that's what it feels like right now for Honda is they just had everything going their direction. And now it's like we're reverting to the mean a little bit.
And then let's not forget, Hunter missed most of Supercross last year also. So, tough deal for those guys. So I think I know the answer to this, but do you think they fill in?
I don't think so.
No. I don't either.
I don't. They just seem like they're such a cohesive unit, and they don't have outside pressure to fill a role like Cowie does with Monster or something like that.
Yeah.
I think the only way I think they do is if they lose another guy. If Hymus or Hunter goes down, I think they have to. Their hand will be forced. But as of right now, I don't.
Grandpa Earl?
I mean, I think Dean makes a lot of sense. I think Christian Craig makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But right now, I think they'll probably hold firm and hope they can go racing as is.
So, to me, Sexton moves in by slight edge to win this thing. Do you pick Cooper Webb, the defending champion, or do you give him, Tomac, Sexton, all equal bits of this championship pie? Do you, like, where do you stand on December 21st?
If I had to choose, I would say Webb because he has the most continuity. Mm-hmm. It's just so hard to know what Tomac's going to look like every week and what Sexton's going to look like every week when they're on new bikes and new teams. We know they're going to be good, but are they going to be better than Cooper Webb, who's just chugging along here? You know, like a lot of the same thing and a lot of confidence.
He's not stoked on his bike, but they can also just run 25 stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. I think they're going to get to a place where the bike's very similar to last year is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, do I think Sexton wins a bunch of races? Of course.
Yeah.
But can he solve the same thing that's plagued him is, you know, the races where it doesn't go well?
But this Cooper's just so savvy. Cooper Webb's just so damn savvy.
Coop knows that. Like, he'll bide his time, and when the doors open, just like race two in Australia, everything's going wrong, and he'll find a way to win.
Yep.
And then when things aren't perfect and Sexton's riding out of his mind, like New Jersey in 25, Coop will get second, and it'll be a 20 seconds down second place. But guess what that equates to? 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that's where his magic is cool, man. You just annihilated everybody. But guess what? It was only a 3-point differential.
Yeah. I'll see you next week. Yep.
Yeah. If this was the Tour de France, we'd all be screwed.
Yeah.
But no, that's not how this works.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I might go Sexton, but yeah, either way, you can't. Can't argue either way, right?
I fully understand Sexton's favorite. I get that totally.
By the way, I shot Shorty a text because of Talus Bone, and he, of course, he says a happy holidays. Hope you and Pookie are doing great because he's Andrew Short. But he said, yes, I did that in San Diego. I remember hurting so bad. The team was happy to win with Davey, and I was so pissed. Going to be a difficult injury for Jet, and one, in my opinion, not to rush, similar to navicular in your wrist. So there you go. Andrew Short did the talus bone, which I thought at some point, yeah. And so you're tied in with Feld pretty tightly, with obviously with the crew, with the TV business thing, and you mentioned, you know, this makes the championship better. We wish Jet all the best, but you're right about this. But does it matter to Feld, do you think? Like,
I think it's a net negative for them.
Okay, so you don't think you don't think Mui and Prater are like, oh, our ticket sales, we lost our marquee name?
No, I do. Yeah, I think they would look at star power as lower. And anytime you have lower star power, that's a net negative. You know, are they going to be able to quantify that on a dollars and cents ticket sales level? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know what metrics they would ever draw from, but I can't imagine anybody looks at it and goes, this should help. You know?
No. But does it hurt?
I think it probably does.
Yeah.
I think it probably does.
Like, I don't think it hurts the TV show.
For people who are
stretching
the dollar to get to a race, not having Jet could be the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying it will, but it could.
No. Yeah.
It could.
Yeah. If there's any winner in this, is it Jeremy McGrath?
I honestly don't think McGrath is that worried.
He didn't seem like it.
I think he realizes how difficult it is.
He made
a
few public comments that were,
I don't think it's the 72 Dolphins where MC's popping champagne.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think that situation is happening.
Literally just pick 72 Dolphins because of 72 wins.
No, but they do that every year.
Yeah.
When for those that don't know, the 72 Dolphins went undefeated 2 years in a row, I think. And every year when the last team that's undefeated loses their game, they drink champagne all together. Like, they pop champagne.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think MC's was super concerned anyway. I think honestly, the big winner here are the other major contenders, Sexton, Tomac, Webb, Hunter, which I'm sure Hunter would not want to be on that list, but, whoever you fancy as a championship contender, they're the big winners of this.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think they're reveling in it. They all are.
Yeah.
Like, there's honor amongst these guys. No one's cheering an injury, but they're also cognizant of the fact that if you take out one of, if not the best guy, life just got a little bit easier.
Yeah. Tomac got off the tractor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll tweet you.
Yeah. Super bummer for Jet Lawrence. Absolutely. Like, and, you know, like, it's just our sport, but people were tweeting me or DMing me about, you know, our sport and the injuries, and I'm like, yeah, but, you know, you see a big-time quarterback go down in training camp with an ACL also. It's not like it's, you know, it's our sport is dangerous and it does suck, but we got a lot of heroes that would, you know, step up and make this season great, and it's not the end of the world. And,
well,
yeah.
And people get hurt all the time.
I
got hurt lots, and no one, you know what I mean, wasn't, like, they're a big, like, ceremony to mourn my injury.
Yeah.
You know, it's just I would say the most unfortunate side of this sport are heavy injuries. And this is something he'll be 100% fine from. Is it going to be problematic in ways? And is it a difficult? Sure. But he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
So the sky's not falling. It's just a big moment for the story of the 26th Monster Energy Supercross Championship,
so
really.
One of the things I heard, and I don't know for sure, but I just kind of heard through the grapevine was, you know, we've been waiting for this 5-year Jet Lawrence contract to drop, right? It's all done. It's been done. And there were some bonuses and things that need to be changed. And I think there was things from the old agent that weren't acceptable. So, that, you know, you got to go through lawyers. You got to change all that and everything else. I had heard that it was this weekend he was going to sign, or he did sign, or whatever. You know, again, I'm not saying anything that would give Honda cold feet because the kid's going to come back and win immediately. But yes, I think this all had to do, like, Brandon Wilson was there, apparently, and it was part of his contract stuff. So not ideal on that end either.
Jeez.
For Brandon or for Jet or anybody, you know. But, I mean, again,
could you imagine how bad of a look it would be to pull the contract?
Yeah, you wouldn't do that.
Right now.
They're way too far
down
the line.
I just cannot imagine.
Yeah.
Like, you would be scorched earth if you were Jet if they did that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't, and I'm not suggesting that, but just.
No, I
just,
mean, either. I'm just saying, like, I can't imagine a world where they would do that.
No, absolutely not. Like, because, you know, he's definitely, going
to
be.
Yeah, and if you're not going to give him it, who are you going to give that deal to? Like,
yeah.
I mean.
No, for sure. Just not great for Jet, not great for Honda, not great for that situation.
No, it's terrible.
All of that, you know.
Yeah, it's awful.
Jet Lawrence injured, and JT and I, although we are not medical doctors, it says minimum 3 months. Neither one of us expect to see him in Supercross, even though, you know, it is a 5-month long season. Just SMX points, you brought that up, JT. It's a good point, but I don't see that being enough of a draw to get the kid to come back. So most likely we'll see him outdoors. I would think.
Is it okay? One more question for you. Does it change anything for Deegs?
No, but I did have a few DMs about that. Yeah. No. Jet Lawrence was not in Australia or Argentina, and he still had a lot of issues, in my mind, to work out on a 450. So,
The only thing I would say, and if he doesn't race any 450 Supercross, it's going to make the opener of Pro Motocross that more fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that if in the back of their mind, this is Team Deegan, the back of their mind, they were thinking, like, maybe we could do, like, something, like, one in, like, late March, an East Coast round, just to try it. I would say that not having Jet there makes it more likely than not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would say if you're moving the, you know, the meter on likelihood, I would say Jet not racing it moves it higher, because it's just one less thing they have to avoid as far as, like, narrative and hype and all that stuff.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting talking point.
No, I think you're totally right, because I think they care about that stuff and all of that, and this helps. This would help that situation for sure. So, McGrath's a winner out of this, and MX Sports could be a winner because, yeah, that 450 opener, spicy. Two Goliaths coming in, you know. We need to do a Racer X cover. My whole life is about May 12th or whatever.
Yep. So. Maybe Prado thinks he's a winner in this somehow too.
Stop it.
Well, no, man. You could tell me anything about that situation, and I would be like, I don't know.
Right.
Nothing would surprise me.
Renthal.com. Check it out. Great company. Great bars and sprockets and chains. Mountain bike parts as well. JT, you'll be interested to know, I put a new Renthal 20mm rise bar on my mountain bike. Really happy with that setting. So,
oh, yeah. I heard that really makes a big difference.
Yep, absolutely. Renthal.com. Jet Lawrence hurt. Boo for the sport. Great for the title chase. And we wish Jet and Honda well. And thanks for the time, JT. Appreciate it, man.
Yep. See you guys.